7624.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to mention to Kimber that Robin contacted me after I responded back to her. I just want to know that we're working on an issue that she may have, and that's in the works.
Copy. Hey, now I'm here. Andy just picked it up for me because I was in the other room. All right, so good. Are you there now, or what's going on?
You moved quick. I didn't wait 4 seconds. Yeah, thanks, Andy. I told her what she should do to try something, and that would be to go to low power. It may already be, it may not, and then it'll draw less current from the power supply, and I suspect the power supply is what produced the hum, which is a very common occurrence and most likely the case. I messaged her, and she called me on the phone. We hung up about, 15 minutes ago. Now, she's got to go up to Portland tomorrow and won't be back by the time I leave. But low power may cure it. We'll see. But that's all we could do at this point.
Okay, copy that, and then whatever else. You're going to be gone for a bit. We'll see you when you get back. And all right, yeah, we'll go from there. Thanks.
I know we could do. I have spare power supplies. It's a red and a black wire, for gosh sakes. If it came down to it, I could leave one. Shoot, I could drop one off with you tomorrow. I have to go to town. I mean, anybody could have a red and a black wire to the back. But I don't think it's necessary if she goes to low power. We'll see on that. She was just pulling in somewhere. When she's home tonight, maybe we could test the low. She said she would test the low power aspect of things, and that could easily resolve it. Again, likely.
Okay, that sounds good. And then we just got to go through how to get her to low power, and it's usually a pretty easy thing. So, all right, thank you, Steve. I appreciate that, and hope you're having a great day.
All's going well. Just did 3 loads on the deck of firewood. It was already cut and split. I just transferred up there. Front loader of the backhoe, pretty easy. I pushed a little hydraulic lever, and it just dumps it all on the deck. I had something else, but I don't know what it was. All good. Okay, all right, well, we'll be in touch. I'm going to do a few more things while it's daylight. I'm going to try to fix our closest to the home gate controller. We just leave it open. They ate all my chrysanthemum flower heads about 2 weeks ago, but while I'm gone, our house sitter would probably appreciate the second gate closing, and it's an automatic thing. It senses your presence, or it has a clicker thing, you'll fob. It's been unhooked for months. I was just out there testing to see if I could just plug it back in.
There you go. Okay. All right, I'll let you go then so you can get that done before it gets dark, and we'll talk to you soon. WRKV 487.
I mentioned it because you might appreciate, she'd appreciate the additional security, single woman. See you later. WRB 624.